Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. Our lesson is about September. Of course, every month we talk about what is special about that month. So, do you have anything special planned for this month? What will you do this September? Carolyn, is there anything special that you have planned?
Well, I'll probably spend a couple of weekends going hiking. I enjoy spending time outdoors, and, you know, if the weather is nice, I think that would be a great thing to do, plan a couple of hiking trips. I also plan to wish both of my sisters a happy birthday, because both of them are born in September.
Well, happy birthday, Carolyn's sisters. You know, my dad's birthday is also this month. It's in 3 days. I'll be celebrating with him. So what about you? What do you have planned for this September? Well, it's time for us to get started learning some interesting things about September. Let's do that now.
September. By all these lovely tokens, September days are here, with summer's best of weather and autumn's best of cheer. Helen Hunt Jackson. What does September mean to you? For students, it means the start of school. For others, it means fall is in the air. If not immediately, then soon. September 19th this year will be a time to celebrate Mid-Autumn Festival. People will celebrate with delectable mooncakes, both traditional and unusual. September 8th was the official day to celebrate grandparents this year. In 1978, U.S. President Jimmy Carter signed the proclamation urging each citizen to reflect on the influence his grandparents have had in shaping his own destiny.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. September is an exciting month. In today's article, we'll learn all about some interesting, fun facts about this ninth month of the year. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Delectable. Delectable is an adjective. Last night, we had a delectable meal at a French restaurant. Proclamation. Proclamation is a noun. The president's proclamation of the end of the war brought relief to everyone. To one's heart's content. To one's heart's content is an idiom. When we were on vacation, I let the kids eat ice cream to their heart's content. Folklore. Folklore is a noun. There is a lot of folklore surrounding the tree in the middle of the village. Valor. Valor is a noun. Joan of Arc showed great valor in battle. Your more information word is Middle Ages. Middle Ages is a noun. Let's get started.
Well, you know, September 8th was yesterday, so if you haven't called your grandparents yet, you can do that now. It's good to celebrate their life as well. Let's go back to the beginning of our lesson here. We see this kind of poem here. It says, "By all these lovely tokens, September days are here, with summer's best of weather and autumn's best of cheer." Carolyn, what are the tokens we're talking about here?
Well, this is an interesting word, tokens, and those are just things that maybe symbolize something else that stand for it. And if we have summer's best of weather, so it's not too hot, it's kind of cool, but it's comfortable, it's not raining too much, maybe there's a breeze, and autumn's best of cheer, so the leaves are changing colors. It's beautiful outside, it's very cheerful. So these are the tokens that we have in September.
All right. And of course, this was by someone named Helen Hunt Jackson. Well, what does September mean to you? That's the first question here. For students, it means the start of school. Yes, if you're a student, raise your hand. That means you are starting to go to school again this year.
That's right, and most schools do start either the end of August or the beginning of September. But for others, it means fall is in the air. You can smell it, you can feel it, it's the change of the season. And if not immediately, then soon.
Okay, so maybe the weather won't start changing yet, but if it doesn't happen now, it will happen soon. If not immediately, then soon. That's a great phrase or sentence pattern to know. Well, September 19 this year will be a time to celebrate Mid-Autumn Festival. Yes, it is coming up, the Moon Festival or Mid-Autumn Festival, and that's something that I enjoy celebrating every year. Do you celebrate this, Caroline?
Well, since coming to Taiwan, mm-hmm. I have celebrated it each year, and it's a very interesting festival, and it's very different from what people do in the U.S. It's not something that really people think about. It's an Asian holiday.
That's right, but of course, you can do many things at this time. Well, we continue here. People will celebrate with delectable mooncakes, both traditional and unusual. So that's just one of the things that people do during the Mid-Autumn Festival. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank, delectable. If something is delectable, Carolyn, what does that mean?
It means that it is very, extremely delicious. Mm-hmm. Oh, it is so tasty. It's wonderful to eat. It's delectable. Maybe someone makes you a wonderful dinner, and you could say, oh, that dinner was delicious. But if you really, really enjoyed it, you could say, it was delectable. And maybe there was one thing that you really liked mm-hmm. out of the whole meal, you could say, that was definitely delectable.
That's right. Actually, this makes me think of Joe, our coworker here at Studio Classroom, who writes many of our travel articles. She's not only good at writing, she's also good at baking and cooking, and the things she makes are delectable. I love the cookies that they make. She makes delectable cookies.
Well, these moon cakes are delectable, and you can eat them during the Mid-Autumn Festival. Continuing, September 8 was the official day to celebrate grandparents this year. So as Gabe mentioned, if you have not called your grandparents, you can call them up, say hello to them, thank them, and what do we read in the next sentence, Gabe?
All right. In 1978, U.S. President Jimmy Carter signed the proclamation urging each citizen to reflect on the influence his grandparents have had in shaping his own destiny. Okay, so President Jimmy Carter said this, and of course it was a proclamation. Let's look at that word from our word bank. A proclamation, that's an official public announcement of some kind.
That's right. So he made this public announcement, this proclamation, that people should honor their grandparents. They should thank them and think about the way that their lives have changed because of their grandparents.
All right, so that was that kind of proclamation. But of course, if you proclaim something, or if you make an official announcement of some kind, that can also be a kind of proclamation. Well, we see another word here in this sentence, urge. He urged each citizen to do something. That means he really, really encouraged them to show love to their grandparents, to reflect on the influence that their grandparents had on their lives.
And we have another great word, shape, that we can talk about. It says that we need to think about the influence grandparents have had in shaping his own destiny. And if you shape something, that means that you influence. There's some sort of impact that you have on it. Maybe it was one way before, and then you shape it to be something different, and the people that we meet can definitely shape our lives.
I think so, too. You might talk about someone shaping your understanding of something. For instance, my favorite drummer, Vinny Colaiuta, he shapes how I learn how to play the drums. He shapes what I want to do when I'm trying to play the drums. Or you could talk about someone who shapes your life. Jesus Christ shapes my life, the way that I think about life, and the way that I view other people. So you can use this word shape in many ways.
That's right, you can. And right now, it is time for us to continue learning with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们来看的是 delectable 这个形容词。就是它的中译是在第二个音节念成 delectable。delectable 在这里是指美味可口的。例如 ,these delectable chocolates are irresistible。这些美味的巧克力糖让人无法抗拒。或者是 ,the delectable menu created by the chef is very pricey。这位主厨设计出来的美味菜单价格不菲。继续我们看的是 proclamation 这个名词 ,C-L-A-M 这个字根有呼求的意思。所以 proclamation 是指公告或者是宣告。例如 ,the government issued a ceasefire proclamation, 政府发布了停战的声明。它的动词是 proclaim, P-R-O-C-L-A-I-M。例如 ,the company proclaimed that all their products were subject to strict quality control。这家公司宣称他们所有的产品都必须经过严格的品管。
Today we are enjoying the article on September. What does September mean to you? Are you starting school soon? Are you getting ready to enjoy the great fall festivals that happen in September?Will you eat delectable mooncakes for the Mid-Autumn Festival? There are so many things to do. Well, I hope that you have appreciated your grandparents and thanked them for the way that they have shaped your destiny. We're going to continue learning about more festivals and things to celebrate in the month of September. Let's do that now.
September.Do you like cookies? Fortune cookies? Well, eat them to your heart's content on the 13th to celebrate Fortune Cookie Day. If you prefer animals, then Elephant Appreciation Day on the 22nd may be more to your liking. On the 28th, show your teachers how much you appreciate their hard work. And speaking of teachers, U.S. teachers in the 1980s wanted to encourage students to ask more questions,So they created Ask a Stupid Question Day. So, go ahead, ask that question. Popular since the Middle Ages, the sapphire is September's birthstone. Folklore says it keeps you and your loved ones from harm. Symbolizing valor, the aster, this month's flower, is named for the Greek word for star, which refers to the shape of the flower.
Well, let's go back to the beginning of this section. We have a question here. Do you like cookies? Yes, that's my answer. Fortune cookies? Well, I like chocolate chip cookies better. I like the cookies that Joe makes. They're delectable. Fortune cookies? Well, some people do like fortune cookies. Carolyn, do you like fortune cookies?
I do like fortune cookies, and so I am very excited to read this next sentence. Well...Eat them to your heart's content on the 13th to celebrate Fortune Cookie Day. I like to eat fortune cookies, so being able to eat them to my heart's content, oh, that sounds wonderful. So, let's look at that phrase from our word bank. To your heart's content, or to one's heart's content. What does that mean, Gabe?
Well, if there's something that you really enjoy doing, then...You could say you want to do it to your heart's content. That means you will do it as much as you like, as much as possible. So what do you like doing? Maybe you're on vacation and you're at a beach resort somewhere. Then you can swim to your heart's content. Or you can play on the beach to your heart's content.
Or maybe you've had a very long and busy week and you are excited it's Saturday so that you can sleep to your heart's content. But if you like fortune cookies, you can eat them to your heart's content on Fortune Cookie Day. However, Gabe, maybe this holiday isn't for you. If you prefer animals, then Elephant Appreciation Day on the 22nd may be more to your liking.
And, Carolyn, that is more to my liking. Indeed, I do enjoy animals, and I think elephants are wonderful animals. So, September 22nd might be a good day for me to celebrate elephants.
Well, that sounds like a great idea, Gabe. You can enjoy celebrating elephants on the 22nd because it's more to your liking. And Liz has something to share with us in the Grammar Gym about that.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz, and here's our grammar tip sentence. Elephant Appreciation Day on the 22nd may be more to your liking. Our focus is on the phrase, to be more to one's liking. It means to be more like how someone likes something to be. So, in today's sentence, the writer is mentioning Elephant Appreciation Day as a something the reader might prefer. This phrase, to be more to one's liking, is a very polite way to talk about someone's preferences. For example, Tom and Tara are so different. Tom likes to eat at fast food restaurants, while fancy Italian restaurants are more to Tara's liking. Or, Chloe hates camping. Vacationing at a five-star resort is more to her liking. So give this phrase a try. Think of a situation where you would prefer one thing more than another and practice using this phrase. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Well, moving on, we read here, on the 28th, show your teachers how much you appreciate their hard work. All right, so we're moving from fortune cookies to animals to teachers. Show them how much you appreciate what they do for you.
And I think that is a great idea. You should honor your teachers. Tell them just how much you appreciate all of their hard work, because being a teacher is not easy. There's a lot of responsibility, and they do work very hard.
And I would have to say that I appreciate some of the things that my students have done for me over the years. I remember a video that some kids made for us teachers here at Studio Classroom to appreciate us. And we want to thank you so much for doing that. We appreciate any encouragement from you. We love encouraging you, and we love to be encouraged by you.
That's right. And speaking of teachers, U.S. teachers in the 1980s wanted to encourage students to ask more questions. So they created Ask a Stupid Question Day. I don't know if you've ever heard of this before, but sometimes people say, oh, don't ask stupid questions. But here there is Ask a Stupid Question Day.
And I would say I have to agree with teachers here, because I don't think that students ask enough questions. I love it when students ask questions in class. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid about what other people are going to think about you. Don't think, oh, everyone's going to think that I just want to be the teacher's pet. No, ask your question. Ask good questions in class. And maybe even ask a stupid question. And we read here, also we read, so go ahead, ask that question. Right now it's time for us to spend some time in the information cloud.
Our lesson today mentions no fewer than 5 observances within this month of September.
In America, there are literally hundreds of observances, ranging in seriousness, duration, and legitimacy.
Okay, as far as seriousness goes, a day of observance could be noble and honorable, like Grandparents' Day, or downright silly, like Blame Someone Else Day.
Observances also vary in duration. Consider these real examples. Wear Brown Shoes Day, National Metric Week, Mold Awareness Month, and Year of Water Conservation.
Okay, the last quality that an observance has is its legitimacy or lack of it.
Right. Anyone can make up their own observance, but for an observance to be official, a proposal needs to be written and approved by the government at the local, state, or national level.
Now, people create observances for all kinds of reasons. Some do it for profit, others as an excuse to throw a party.
Still, others do it to remind us of an important person, group of people, or event that took place in history.
And then there are those who create observances just to be goofy. For example, today in America, some people will celebrate Wonderful Weirdos Day.
Observance 是指庆祝或纪念。一个 observance 有可能是个节日或纪念日。像今天的课文里就提到五个在九月份庆祝的特别日子。其实美国人很喜欢订定一些 observances。有些是正式的，有些是诙谐的，有些是为了赚钱，有些是一些无厘头的。Observance 不一定只有一天，有的会延续一个礼拜，有的是一个月，有的甚至一年，像Year of Water Conservation, 省水年。在美国任何人都可以创造一个 observance, 你只要先写一个提案送到政府，若是被批准，那一天就成为一个正式的 observance。只是有没有人真的会去庆祝它，那是另一回事了。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys, we have a lot more to learn about September.We read popular since the Middle Ages. The sapphire is September's birthstone. And sapphire is a beautiful blue stone. Folklore says it keeps you and your loved ones from harm.
Well, let's take a look at that word from our word bank, folklore. And folklore is any kind of story that is passed down from generation to generation, especially, by talking through word of mouth.
That's right. So a traditional saying, custom, or story that gets passed from one generation to the next. Well, it can also have other things going on. So folklore says it keeps you and your loved ones from harm, to keep you from harm. And symbolizing valor, the aster, this month's flower, is named for the Greek word for star, which refers to the shape of the flower.
And let's take a look at that word from our word bank, valor. This is a kind of courage, but especially courage that you would see on a battlefield. So a soldier from any country would have valor when he is fighting.
That's right. So you would need to be very brave if you are fighting. You need to have valor, and that is what the aster symbolizes. Well, right now it is time for us to continue learning with Michelle in the Language Lab.
OK, 继续我们看的是 folklore 这个名词。Folk 是指民间的或者是流传于民间的。所以 folklore 是指民间的传说。它是一个不可数的名词。例如 the tribe's folklore says that their ancestors were actually ravens. 这个部落的传说提到他们的祖先其实是雷鸟。或者是 as a child, Henry was fascinated by folklore and fairy tales. Henry 小的时候就非常迷传说跟传奇的童话故事。所以我们看的是 valor 这个不可数名词，注意 a 在这里发长音的 a 念成 valor。valor 是指英勇或勇猛，尤其是在战争中所表现出来的。例如 ，the general used effective tactics and showed great valor on the battlefield。这位将军在战场上展现出极有效的战术以及极大的勇气。或者是 the soldiers were awarded for their valor during the war。这些士兵因为战时的英勇而被授奖。And let's see what our teachers are up to now.
Well, we've learned a lot about September. Now I wonder which of these facts is most interesting to you, Carolyn?
Well, you know, I would really like to honor and thank my teachers. I had really great teachers growing up, And I think that they helped shape me to become the person that I am now, to be teaching you here at Studio Classroom.
I agree with you. I think they influenced our lives a lot. Well, it's time for us to say goodbye, but of course we will see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
See you then!